Ladies and gentlemen, welcome tonight for the People Radio 101.com hosting your republic for the United States of America. Everybody, welcome aboard our republic this evening.
Good evening, David. Thank you for allowing us to join in and participate in For the People Radio 101 and for all you've done to help bring light to America's dark world.
Yes, sir. It's a great honor to
tonight,
do so.
Thank you much. Tonight we're going to talk about a subject that's been batted around here for a long time, and that's the Convention of States movement. There's a lot of different thoughts on this subject matter. We're going to kind of explore that a little bit tonight. With us, we've got Justice of the State of Indiana, Roger Waters. We've got David Hurler with the Re-Inhabited books, and Governor Henning from the Free State of Wisconsin, Representative Minder. I'm going to start off by making a personal observation. I think that this thing with the Convention of States is probably a well-meaning effort by well-meaning people to fix an inherently broken system. To get down to where the rubber meets the road, we know we have a broken system. We know that our judicial system doesn't work. So these people are seeking to go in and breathe life into the dead, in my opinion. Let's take a look at what the difference is between the Convention of States. What the difference is between what the American people have accomplished already by establishing an interim government, which is the Republic for the United States of America, versus what others are calling a Convention of States. So what's that difference? Simply stated, the restored republic, the interim government, is the lawful mechanism for the American people to join together to occupy the vacated seats of our rightful de jure government. The specific guidelines of the restored republic interim government allow for growth and education, followed by a period of transition to the constitutional governance. This is something that the American people already accomplished beginning back in 2010 when they held a convention of state delegates to determine the best mechanism available to the American people to reseat our lost republic. They chose to establish an interim government to provide this mechanism for transition. And in doing so, they chose to provide for the reseating of the vacated seats of our de jure government utilizing the Northwest Ordinance, with the end result being a constitutional republic bound to uphold our constitution and bound to respect the God-given unalienable rights of the American people. To this end, your servants holding seats and other volunteers for the restored republic have been working diligently to this very day. I question those calling for a convention of states. They state that they want to bring power back to the states and to the people where it belongs. And considering that the American people have already done their legwork, so to speak, in establishing an interim government to accomplish their goal, then why, may I ask, have they not channeled their energy and resources towards joining hands with our restored republic to accomplish the goal? Could it be that this is just another of the many de facto ploys of distracting the American people from completely restoring our republic? Do the American people really believe that a de facto convention of states will be able to free them from the deep state? Who do you think will be directing the agenda of such a convention? I hope someone can offer solid assurance that the end result will benefit the American people, but I have my doubts. Put it another way, the Convention of States crowd are working within the confines of the corporate United States, whereas the Republic for the United States was first founded by our forefathers and then reaffirmed by their prodigy in 2010. They assured that the restored Republic would be operating outside, alongside and parallel with the corporate United States, not under its jurisdiction. Whereas the Convention of States crowd would only be establishing some hybrid of the corporation, not resulting in the Republic. In the meantime, the surefire way of restoring the Republic is already available to the American people, and it only requires a force majeure. That would be the American people en masse working together. We can accomplish this. God bless America. So is the reading. Justice Waters, you've been around a long time, and you've been involved in several of these different discussions and how to effectively get the target that we all seem to want to live under, and that's a moral and just government made up of moral and just people, which is what our republic form of governance is all about, which is what our Constitution is made to bring us into agreement on, that as free men and women. So I'd like your comments, sir, if you would, please.
Well, thank you, Governor. Bottom line is, it's already happened. It's already taken care of. All the hard work's already been done. For those who may wonder, well, when did that happen? It started back in the 1980s when groups of people around the country, some of them within government agencies, began to see things that just didn't add up right. Some of those people got in trouble. Some of them got put in prison. Others went along their happy lives and kind of kept quiet, but knowing and passed information down. And in the late 1990s, we had a group of people that came together and found out that what these people back in the 80s and early 90s were saying was true. Throughout the early 2000s, there were groups of patriot groups and so forth across the country that all had different ideas of how to achieve a common goal. But as normal, you had all these separate groups who all wanted to be in the lead charge. You can only have one leader and everybody else is the followers, and therefore nothing got accomplished. In 2008, we had some people that came together, formed an organization called RAP, and what came out of that is what we now have as the Republic. In 2010, a number of events took place. We had a phone call. I was a part of that call on September 23rd, 2010, which just happened to be the first day of the feast day of Tabernacles, which is the month of Tishri in the biblical calendar, a very important biblical holiday. And at the time, we didn't realize that. Then in November the 14th, we had the signing of our DSI, which told the world who we are, what we are, and what our goals are. During that meeting there in Utah, we came up with the adoption of the Bible as our law form. Everything that we do is based on biblical law, just as the founding fathers did. We also adopted the Declaration of Independence. We then adopted the Constitution along with the Bill of Rights. Now, what we did there, we re-inhabited the Republic for the United States of America. Now, I want you to understand and listen to the words I just said. The Republic for the United States of America. Not the Republic of, but the Republic for. Words have meanings, and the way words are arranged create different ideas. You can take one word, the word for, replace it with the word of, and it has a complete different meaning of establishment. Basically, what that means is the word for is the people rule the government. You replace that with the word of, now the government is over the people. This is why when you go to court in their system and you try to bring up the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, something of that nature, you're threatened with prison. You're threatened with contempt because there's no such thing in their system anymore. They did away with it. So what we have done in the early 2000s through 2010 is we found a way to re-inhabit the Republic for the United States of America. Today, we hold those seats for you, the American people. We're not in charge. the people are. It's always important to understand everything in this republic is constitutional. That's why we call it a constitutional republic. Our law form is the Bible. Therefore, we call this the biblical constitutional republic. Three branches. Not four, not five, not six. Three. The president in the republic is equal to the Speaker of the House, who is equal to the Senate pro tem, who is equal to the Chief Justice of the judicial. The four are the same on one line. The president in the corporation is top dog. Everybody falls under him. You see the problem with that? All you got to do is look outside your front door, and you can see all kind of problems with that going on right now. This way, we have three equal branches of government. One cannot outdo the other. One cannot tell the other what to do. Well, we see that happening now, don't we? In the republic, that can't happen. The Constitution doesn't allow for one person to overdo another. They have to work equally on the same level. Why? Because it's not a political government that is, well, lifelong people. They're here today, they're gone tomorrow, they're replaced by somebody else. When somebody's elected a senator or in the House of Representatives, they may be there two or three terms, and then they got to go back home and go to work and do and follow the same laws they passed while they were in office. So they're not going to be doing things that's going to harm themselves. No rational person would do that. I'm not calling them rational, but no rational person would do that. They would do something to help themselves, not hurt themselves. This is why the founding fathers did and wrote the Constitution and the laws that are under the Constitution. That's why the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Everything under law, under that Constitution, has to fall in line with the Constitution. Therefore, you can't have a state somewhere come up with a law that is totally different from what the Constitution says. What we have done is we have provided for you, the American people, a way to overtake the law form that is supposed to be in charge of this nation. It's called the Republic. It's a godly republic. It's a biblical. Now let me say this very clearly. Not Allah, not Muhammad, not gay, none of that, none of those gods, but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob only. Let's be clear about that. Nobody in this republic can go up and say, well, the God we serve is so-and-so. No, it's not. The God this republic serves is the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Yahweh. He has a son by the name of Yeshua. He has the Holy Spirit, the three. That is what governs this republic. We, what we call ourselves the leadership of the republic now, we are following him. That's where we get our guidelines from. His word, his laws. Therefore, it's just and it brings freedom. It brings integrity. It brings morality. And it also brings judgment. Now, If you don't like what's going on today in America, then I suggest you take a look at who we are and what we stand for. I also suggest you don't go and study what they're studying in school. Go and find out the true history of this country, because they are teaching you a lie. I know, I've been through the system way back in the early 60s through the early 70s. I know what they taught. I know what they teach today. I wrote sports for a local paper. That meant I got to teach to the history teachers, who were usually your coaches. So I got to find out firsthand by talking to the teachers and by talking to the players why and what they are taught. And it is nothing of truth. You, the American people, are in danger of losing everything that you've got, everything that you work for, to a group of people who want it all. That is not the Republic way. That is not the dream of America. That is the dream of the enemy of God. We have provided for you the way to get back into the government, the founding government of this nation, the government that brought you the right to pursue happiness, the right to be free, to have free speech, the right to bear arms, the right for a speedy trial. This is the Republic government that we are in right now and talking to you from. We are not the lawful government of some other nation. We are the lawful government of this nation. We just can't have the power yet. We are interim. We are holding the seats that someday some of you will hold and fulfill. That is our hope. That is our dream. This convention of states that we hear about now, all they want to do is put another nail into the coffin while they take another nail out. They replace one with the other. They're trying to fix something that can't be fixed. When you blow a head gasket in your motor, in your car, changing a few other gaskets doesn't fix the job. You got to tear that whole motor apart and replace the head gasket. And if you don't know what you're doing, oh, you can tear it apart. Have fun putting that thing back together. That's what these people are trying to do with this state assemblies and state where they want their convention. They're trying to rebuild something that can't be rebuilt within the system they're working in. They just can't do it. They've tried over and over, nothing worked. You know why? Because the leadership of the corporation has perfected their method of keep a hold and keeping what they have. They perfected it over the last 151 years. They know what they're doing. They've done it for so long. So here is what you need to do. You need to come into this republic. You need to fulfill your destiny as an American and bring forth the freedoms that the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights gave you. And by the way, man may have wrote those three documents, but they were inspired by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Make no mistake about it. Don't listen to what other people try to tell you that, no, they weren't Christians. They were more Christians than most Christians think they are today. Let me tell you. How many of you knew that Thomas Jefferson had meetings in the halls of Congress on Sunday morning for church services? If you listen to the rhetoric today, you would think that never, ever happened. But it did for 10 years. It happened. So don't listen to what they say. Find out the truth for yourself. We have books written from the Republic that tell the truth. Somebody later will explain that to you. They'll explain that here tonight.
Thank you, Justice Waters. You know, in your dissertation, a lot of things come to mind. Newton's law of gravity comes to mind, or physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. What does that have to do with our discussion tonight? Well, let me draw some parallels for you. You brought up the farmers suing the Federal Land Bank and raising up. Out of that came Willie Nelson's concert, and that court decision, National Education Stability and Recovery Act, was kept under wraps and not released. It was a sealed decision. It still is. The reason that seal was because it bankrupted the United States government, Inc., the one that our forefathers created. But for this to truly be a grassroots effort by the people had to get organized. And then, so by keeping that sealed, it bought the American patriots some time to get organized and to go through these steps that you outlined, Justice Waters. And through that organization came another equal and opposite reaction, and that put the American people first in line, first in time, for the assets of that corporation that they were going to bankrupt, or that had been demanded that be bankrupt. So the rest of the world at that time was playing catch-up, and that's when Paris Accords and our Bush family and everybody stood up and announced the Great New Deal, only it's called the New World Order. That was their answer to what happened with the farmers. And so our battle continues. And it continues in many various facets. And there's a lot of reasons why things were done like they were done. And that was to assure that the American Republic, as we know it, under our original forefathers' document, founded on the laws of nature and of nature's God, will exist. And it exists today. There's only two jurisdictions, and there always has been in this world, and that's God's jurisdiction or the evil jurisdiction. So based on that, understanding that common law and God's law represents his jurisdiction, who would be foolish enough to want to be, well, motivated with good intentions, just misled to try to go in and turn something that is not of God into something that appears to be of his jurisdiction? There's only one true jurisdiction in God's world, and that's his jurisdiction. And the opposite is that of the evil one that seeks to destroy and enslave and devour. So to make a really complex subject very simple, that's where we're at. So again, I challenge you, those involved are contemplating this convention of states movement. Which God do you serve? Which Holy Spirit's talking to you? Take time to re-examine and maybe redirect your efforts. David Hurtler, you're the represent the historians tonight here on this show. What do you have to say tonight, David?
Thank you, Governor. I just want to challenge the American people here. I want you to really take the time to go back to America's truthful history. Now, I'm saying truthful history. There's two different kinds of history that's on your computer. There's Luciferian history, and then there's America's truthful history. Why was America, if we go back to April 30th, 1789, when Washington became our first president, going up to the Civil War to 1861, and there shortly after the assassination of Lincoln on the 14th of April and him dying the next day. This whole thing that we're talking about here, we go back 151 years and we lost our republic. When the republic was in order, going back to Washington and bringing it forward to the Civil War, why was America the greatest nation in the world? Do your research. find out for yourself why this happened, why America was the greatest nation in the world. I can say this over and over again. I'm not going to tell you. Just do your research and find out. The thing of it is, you folks that are listening to my voice, you haven't got a clue what it would be like to have the republic in order in America where the people would have a say about their government. You don't have a clue. Religious liberty? We don't have religious liberty. What do you mean we don't have religious liberty? Because it's inseparable with civil liberty. If you have religious liberty, it's inseparable with civil liberty. We don't have the liberty on this country that we had back in the 17th century and even in the 18th century. Find out what made America great. The reason I'm challenging you is because what we need to do after you've looked it up, after you found out why America was great, we need to give it another chance. We need to go back to the roots that made America great, and we need to repeat it and stand it up. America, we need to stand up the republic, repeat what they did back then in the 17th century, 18th century. We have to go back to that. We have to. Who were the pilgrims? Find out who the pilgrims were. Find out who the founding fathers were, who the forefathers were. What did they believe in? Why was America so great? We have to go back in history to find out why we were so great. Why? Because we want it back. We want it back. We need the republic to stand up, and then you make a determination. Is republic good today for America?
Very well said, David. I agree. I like what Benjamin Franklin had to say when he signed our Declaration of Independence. He said, "This form of government will not work for any other nation in the world because it is based upon biblical principles that mandate each and every individual must hold himself above reproach. And when we look to our government to set our moral standards for us, then we'll be no better off than any other nation in the world." Unquote. And that's exactly what we're talking about here, just in a little different terminology. As long as we have a moral compass that's common and it's going to demand justice and equality, then that's the world we will live in our society. But when we abdicate those personal responsibilities to the policeman to catch us if we are sly enough to not get caught, and it becomes a cat and mouse game as to who can get away with what. And that's what we live in today. So I'll just try to phrase it like that. America, how do you want to play the game? This is your life. You get to choose. David Broadhurst, anyone else want to chime in?
To summarize everything what they're saying, everybody, the only way we're going to save America is to take back our true republic. What we have today is just total corruption. It's destroying our country. We're seeing it every single day now. So it's up to we the people, for the people now. It's why the Constitution was written. Another great, great document by our founding fathers. It's time to listen. Time to wake up. Come together. We the people are strong. Together we're all strong. And we can't be divided.
Divided, we're weak.
Yes. And it's supposed to be the United States of America, everybody. But these days, it seems like it's the divided states of America. We need to change that big time. Hopefully, great leaders will be able to get back and help save our country. But we need our republic.
Thank you. Governor Haney, tell the people how to get involved.
We've been volunteering our time for many years for you, the American people. America, go educate yourself. Go to republicforunitedstatesofamerica.org. Take a look up about your republic. There's a tab there. You go down, you can read the executive summary, the transition to the republic, and the proclamation of claim of interest, and also the declaration of sovereign intent. and there's an implementation of the Northwest Ordinance. You can read that, and that's how we go back to the transition back to our republic through the Northwest Ordinance. President Geiger is there. He can tell you about the state of the republic on a video, and you can see the president, current president of the republic, America's republic right now. It's very encouraging. And, you know, David Hurtler spoke on the call this evening. Him and his wife, Jean, have written two books. One is The Reinhabited Republic of States of America, Volume 1. This is the truthful America's history, again, written by Dave and Jean Hurtler. Donate to your republic and order Volume 1 or Volume 2 of The Reinhabited Republic for the United States of America, Volume 2. It's the story of the reinhabitation. And you can order those books at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. And Jean Hurtler written another book about the restoration president, James Timothy Turner, an American president and political prisoner. And it's a legal brief for appeal to courts of heaven. You can also order that book at Amazon.com. And let's not forget the Holy Bible. Everybody should read that and understand that and take it to heart. It's a living word of our Father God. And our founding fathers used that Holy Bible to write our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. America, it's time. It's time to stand up and understand what these corporate people in Washington are doing to us all. They're trying now to all kinds of shortages, and they'll try to do some emergency to keep us in fear. But it's time to educate yourself and take control of this great American republic that our forefathers left for us to protect and enjoy. You're holding your seats and the title to America's republic. You just need to want it back. Take ownership of your part and spread the word, America. God bless America.
Thank you, Governor Henning. Representative Binder, do you have anything to add? And would you close us out in prayer, please?
Yes, sir. It'd be my honor. I just wanted to say to the American people, thank you for listening. You need to open your mind to try to grasp this. It's not always easy to be able to hear that you've been lied to pretty much your whole life by a government that is supposed to protect you and guide you and be in your best interests. What we have here is a corporation, and we're the republic. A corporation is designed to make money and benefit themselves, and a republic is designed to give lawful government to the people. Let's go to God for prayer, because He's the ultimate Savior. Yahweh, our Heavenly Creator, we give you honor and praise for the supernatural works that are unfolding right before our very eyes. You have called us here at this time in history to be a part of your plan of salvation to save America and mankind from the Babylonian system. The system that was first started by Nimrod, the son of Ham, Noah's son, so long ago. While they believed in the traditions of man and idealistic society as their savior, Noah and the children of God have a firm reliance on divine providence with the creator of the universe, Elohim, Yeshua, and Holy Spirit, 3-in-1, whose wisdom passes all understanding. Thank you, Father, for revealing the truth that sets us free from bondage from all captors past, present, and future, and for the sacrifice Jesus made to redeem our souls from hell and death by His blood. We are washed by the blood, covered by the blood, we are saved by the blood, and healed by the blood, and no devil can defeat the blood. Father, we ask your holy angels to reveal even more truth and open the eyes and ears of your beloved children to your republic you and the founding fathers gave us to prevent us from becoming slaves to the Babylonian system of government, finance, education, and religion. Save us from falling prey to the wicked tyrants that think they can control the world with their paper money, deception, and lies. Father, we give you all the recognition, praise, and glory for winning this spiritual conflict for truth once and for all, closing this moment in time with your prophecies fulfilled completely. So in Yeshua's name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Representative Binder. To those who have ears that hear and eyes that see, I would be remiss if I didn't close with these remarks. We live in those days that we've prayed for and that we've sought for so long. Clarity is about to come upon our nation and upon the world. And like giving birth, there will be some pain and discomfort involved in it. We've provided you over the years with a lot of answers, a lot of guidance, a lot of insight. But all these words and everything, it really boils down to your moral compass. You don't know how much I hope that you're one of us that has the same moral compass. Because in these coming days, a lot of humanity, because united we stand, divided we fall, will seek to find others of the same moral compass so that we can find our way together in these uncharted days ahead. But we do know that the Bible is true and that it's proven itself to be true over many, many generations. And we're about to live out some of the final chapters. I encourage everyone to be wise, be discerning, don't have the deer in the headlight syndrome. Know what you need to do and do it. And by all means, go break the law. The law that serves to enslave us, as well as the law that serves to set us free. And therein lies the quandary and the answer. And there's only one answer, and that's Yahweh. God bless you, and God bless the Republic.